It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Rolla Bresch is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. It'll be a regular fiesta as we talk with my friend Marietta at McFarland's. Yeah, I know fiesta and Marietta don't quite, but the ta is rhyming, right?
Yes.
So we'll go with just a single syllable. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen out there in our radio audience. Thanks for joining us here this morning on Mornings at McFarland's. It's always a great time. I look forward to Wednesdays. It's not only is it hump day, but I get to talk with somebody about fun stuff. And my guest today is Marietta Ryder, who is one of our area's most, I think, and I should get embarrassed about this, but I really think she is one of Sauk Prairie's true treasures in so many ways. And she'll be the first one to deny that because she doesn't like that sort of thing. But gosh darn it, Marietta, it's true. So...
Thank you. But yes, that's not why I do things.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so special, I think, ultimately, is we're called to do that, aren't we? We're called to
that's
do
right.
things and not do them for the accolades of other people, but to do them because they're the right thing to do. And I'm honored and I'm thankful that you were here this morning, Marietta. So
thank you.
Thanks for joining us. So, and those of people that don't know who you are, who is Marietta? You've been in the area forever, haven't you?
I grew up in Sauk Prairie.
Okay.
My maiden name is Balwig.
Balwig.
Yes.
That's like Breinig, isn't it?
Exactly. Similar.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of Breinig in me too. So
the Balwigs and the Breinigs. Yeah. It's kind of like go to the cemetery. What is it? Like 60% of the gravestones are your Balwig or Breinig?
Kind of crazy.
Kinda.
Yeah.
We didn't
leave the valley.
No.
Is I guess
okay.
what happened.
Okay. Just stayed there.
Yeah.
So, well, why leave? You had everything you needed, right? Beautiful
exactly.
scenery and, you know, lots of cows and cheese. And why go anywhere?
Exactly. So, wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Excellent. Excellent. So you grew up, went to Sauk Prairie High School. Actually, would have been...
I never left.
Okay. And did you go to school? Never left at all. Just stayed here.
Nope. I stayed here the whole time.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yep. So I remember you having really kind of cool stories about your family and growing up. And you guys went through a lot and just kept...
We did.
Kept trucking.
We did. When I was 7, my mother was murdered, and my little sister and brother, and the community was there for us and very supportive of us. And, I feel like because of that, we need to give back.
Yeah.
I've always felt there was a blessing in this community. And so that's why I've stayed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you have. I mean, I think of... like your cookie ministry, Lord, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I mean, I just think of all the cookies that you bake, and that is done for the food pantry largely, isn't
it? Yes, we do a fundraiser, just family and friends. We bake cookies for 2 weekends in end of November, early December for the holidays.
Okay.
And we do them for donations to the food pantry. And I think this will be our 10th year coming up.
Okay.
And every year we've raised at least $5,000 for the food pantry.
Man. Well, and I remember going by on... this is going to sound kind of weird, but you know what the heck. I would go by and smell cookies on Sauk Prairie Road long before I knew that's where you were and that's where you did it from. And it was always so funny because I'd be like, why is there such a heavy cookie smell? And then I think it was like, I want to say like last year was maybe the first time that I actually... came in because we had to get something for McFarland's or whatnot, and I came in and there were just cookies everywhere. I mean, you had tables set up,
it's overwhelming.
Quite the operation,
yeah.
So, but which is really cool. Oh, and I know you have forms that you send out for that.
Yep.
That's kind of fun.
If anybody wants to order them, we allow that. It's all just donations to the food pantry.
Excellent.
A big bake sale.
Well, and you also have a business in the area, right?
I do.
Tools of Marketing.
Yep. 22 years now. So
22 years.
Yep.
How did that start? I mean, was that just something you had a passion for, or had you done things like that before?
I worked for a company in Middleton for 11 years,
okay.
and they were doing public relations and marketing.
Okay.
And through that process, they needed promotional products for a customer, and we started researching it, and... found there really wasn't great options. And so I spent 9 months figuring out the industry and started promotional products for them. So they transitioned their whole business to promotional products.
Okay.
And then I was their office manager for 11 years and was ready for a change. You know, I wanted to be home when my kids got off the bus. That was really important to me, but I liked what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a college degree, so I didn't have anything to fall back on. So it was kind of go work for their competition, become their competition, or take a big pay cut.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing it myself, I was able to start my own business, but not really compete with them. I kind of left their customers alone and grew my own.
Okay. So, and that was something, I don't know that people think about how much is involved in that. I mean, promotional products, I look at some of the catalogs, and you have a big show coming up, right?
Yes, end of September? September 28th at the Marriott in Madison from 2 to 6,
if anybody
wants to stop in.
Yeah, come in through and just see all the different possibilities. Mm-hmm. And I'm amazed, honestly, at the things that people have figured out that can be used as promotional products.
Yeah, pretty much anything you can print a logo on.
Yeah. And it's everything from flashlights to, I mean, we think of clothing and hats and that kind of stuff, which is pretty normal.
Yes.
But
I've researched some pretty weird things in the past. One of my most interesting was conehead masks.
Conehead masks?
Yep. Way back when. Yeah.
It was, wow. Back when Saturday Night Live was in fury,
I mean,
of
like
all that.
30 years ago. Yeah. Conehead masks. That was one of the most unique things I've had to research.
And did you find them?
Yeah.
Were they out there?
Yeah.
Somebody could print them for you. So,
yeah.
Well, a lot of that stuff, too, isn't there like, well, you have to have a vendor that has the license to be able to use the things, right?
Because right. You have to find the product, and then you have to be able to find, can that supplier actually print on them, and if not, finding someone else that can print on the product that is the right kind of ink for that particular product,
so that it doesn't just wear off right away. Or so, man, oh man. So are there other what are the things you think are maybe the funnest to work on? Are there things that are going on right now that you think are just like, oh, everyone should do these, they're so cool? Or
well, right now, we've been focusing a lot on doing fulfillment for customers as well as selling the product.
Okay.
So we warehouse and ship for all the Culvers.
Okay.
So that's kind of fun. They have their Curd Nerd promotion coming up in October, which is very fun.
The Curd Nerd Herd, I think is what we're calling it, the Curd Nerd Herd.
So this year, they're actually adding a plush, which is very fun.
A plush?
Yep, Curtis. And
okay.
So
Curtis is a little more upbrow than...
He's very fun. So you'll look forward to seeing that in the stores, restaurants, in the mid to end of October, I would, when they kick off their promotion.
Okay.
So that'll be kind of fun.
So a plush is an animal, right? It's like
a stuffed animal kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
But this is a
cheese. Because, it's the lingo. It's like, when you're in the kitchen and they say, give me four rented or whatever, break them up, whatever. It's, just scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
This is an animal.
Yep.
Okay. I'm clear now.
Yeah. So that's fun. And we do fulfillment for Pioneer Seed in Iowa. And right now, we're building a building because we have more companies that would like us to do fulfillment for them.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I saw that. Actually, somebody was telling me they went by and they saw Tom, and they were like, is that Tom's shoes? One of those kinds of things. Like, tools of marketing. And I was I recognized the logo right away. It's like, oh, I didn't even know that was happening. So that's going to be really nice, too. I mean, you have quite a bit. You'll be able to combine your warehouse or some of your warehouse facility, right? And
correct.
Fulfillment center. And most of that is just kind of off of an extension of your house now? Is that?
Yes. We rent 14 warehouse units right now to put stuff in and haul back and forth. So
now you'll be able to have it all pretty much in one location, you think? Or
well, we'll probably still rent some of the warehouses, but it'll be more convenient that everything's right there because the building's right by the warehouses.
When you have a loading dock right there, so it'll be
exactly.
Be able to receive things there at least and keep better track of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, it's always something, isn't it?
Yes.
So what do you think? Have you noticed challenges being a business person on your own? Is there any advice you would give to? I mean, I have to say, there's a lot of talk of like women CEOs, and how difficult that can be sometimes. Have you found that to be the case? Or are there things that you would encourage people that are trying to go the path you've gone, or, lessons learned, that kind of thing?
Well, I think the hardest thing is keeping yourself motivated, especially if you're by yourself.
Sure.
When I first started my business, I'd have to, it's like I'm working 8 to 5. I have to set myself doing that. I can't make dinner. I can't do the laundry. I can't clean the house. I need to work, and
right.
That some people have a really hard time with that focus. So that's important.
The ADD thing of, oh, I can't leave that, whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that'd be hard for me. I mean, I'd be like, oh, I really want to watch Star Trek.
You know, yeah.
Like,
eh. But you can't. So you have to have that self-discipline. And so that, I think, is the critical thing when you start your own business. My husband, when he gave me the blessing to do this, the first thing he said is, okay, but don't lose the house. So that was always a major driving force for me. It's like, okay, that's a lot of pressure, and I have to make this succeed.
Yeah.
And it was that drive. And I used to play, I had a CD of It's a Hard Working Man. So whenever I was getting like, okay, I just need to pump myself back up. You know, I didn't get this project that I wanted to, or I didn't make this sale, or, you know, any of those kinds of moments, I would just play that. It's like, okay, I got to get going again. Got to get myself pumped back up again.
Got to remind myself why I'm doing this. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, which is hard. I mean, well, and you know, actually, you read about people, and I think a lot of folks do have similar experiences where, unless they have that focus and that drive, I don't think it's possible to really do much of anything that's meaningful, rewarding, unless you have a drive about it or a passion about it.
Exactly.
But then having something on the line, I think that's a difficult thing when you have a larger staff, I think, too, with getting them all to realize that, hey, we're all in this together. You know,
exactly.
This is, you know, we all sink or swim together, really, when it comes down to it.
And as your staff grows and your sales and what I do reflects on all of these people. It's their livelihood. It's their families. It's their paychecks. It's not just my paycheck anymore.
Right.
Yeah. It becomes a lot of pressure. All the decisions you make are for the team.
Yeah.
And I try and do that with my staff. It's like every person is important. Every person is vital in that team to make things happen and run smoothly. And I have the best staff. I mean, they can run without me.
Well, isn't that's think a key too. You see that with a lot of really successful CEOs is that from day one, they're training their successor. They're working on that succession plan that says, if I'm not here, you know, it can't be the boss goes on vacation and everything goes to heck in a handbasket, you know,
nope.
It's just that's not a workable business plan.
And it's not workable for me.
Yeah.
You know, when my kids were little, I always, and I think it was because my father was the same way, but he was trying to teach us everything to succeed and to survive no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to do with my kids, and that's what I try and do with my office. It's not that I want them dependent on me. Mm-hmm. I want them independent of me.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, and it's different. I think if you're doing that because you love people, you care about people, then if you're doing it because just get out of my head, I don't want to, you know, just the world is tough, get over it. You know, there's that kind of harsh sensibility about that thinking. And well, then there's also the loving, caring, I want you to be prepared. I want you to be...
It's that,
you know,
definitely.
I want you to be able to deal with this when it happens.
You know, I couldn't guarantee my kids that I was going to be there to watch them grow up.
Right.
You know, my mother was killed when I was 7.
Right.
It wasn't her choice. It wouldn't be my choice to be gone, but I don't know that. I could die in a car accident tomorrow.
Right.
So
you
want to make sure they're prepared.
Well, and you want to live your life so that there aren't any regrets that way. You know,
exactly.
I want to be remembered fondly, you know. It's like, oh, I wish he'd get out of here. So, Dad, would you just get over it? Yeah. Oh, geez. So, anyways, well, my guest this morning is Marietta Ryder. We're going to talk some more about the other hat that you wear. At least, well, it's one of the other hats you wear.
I wear lots of hats.
You have lots of hats, yes. You have a whole boutique of hats.
Yes, I do.
So, but which is with the Cow Chip event coming up this weekend. So, and we have lots to talk about with that. So, I'll leave lots of time, okay, in our show to talk about that. But we'll take a quick break here. A word from our sponsor here on WRPQ 99.7. FM. Don't go anywhere, folks, because you're going to learn everything you could possibly want to know about Cow Chip Festival if you stick with us for the rest of the show. Take care, Mike.
Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
Desperately.